Let's check now what's been happening in the futures markets. Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities joins us on this 22nd day of October to look at the CME Group in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Why, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, it's kind of dreary out today, cold, a little rainfall, not particularly warm. In fact, outside the studios here, just 47 degrees, and it's the start to, I guess, the fall and cool weather.
Yeah, it was 32 degrees, and the car had ice on the windshield this morning. So when we come into work, so it's the start of the fall or the coming into this cold winter we're going to see.
And what do you think about the marketplace at the moment?
You know, basically we were down in the corn through the day and stayed down. We're flying along in harvest. We saw the new crop ratings that the government put out, increasing in quite a few places where people weren't expecting to get improvement. You generally don't see improvement this time of year. So the feelings are that the yields are picking up a little bit as to what they were expecting when we went on this, when the government shutdown happened. So that sort of stepped on the corn. The beans were traded both sides, but we still closed above $13 tonight. So we're seeing some commercial buying that is coming in from the end users in the beans. So a little bit of strength being shown there. And, of course, the wheat continues to hang on with the demand out of South America and out of Southeast Asia and a few places like that.
Is it helpful that soybean harvest is about 70% along?
Oh, I think that basically once we get along, over the 60% mark and coming on down and still seeing all this demand out here, it's very helpful that the beans are holding things together right here.
Are they strong enough, do you suppose, to hold the rest of the market higher?
I think that they're going to help corn not make as low a low as it probably would have. And I think between that and the wheat strength, corn, I thought, would have probably been 15 to 20 cents lower than where it is right now during this time period. And I think the beans and the wheat have held the corn from going down to those levels.
What are your fears about next year's crop, especially for corn?
Next year's crop, it's going to be what does the EPA do with ethanol? What can we do and how low can we get this carryover? But, as Informa told us, we're going to plant fewer corn acres. South America's maybe going to plant fewer corn acres along the way, and we hope that we don't have too big a carryover going in. But, we had a rough spring this year getting stuff planted timely, and we had a rough August as far as rain, and we're still seeing some tremendous yields. So what if we have a good year?
Producers are calling with what kinds of questions now?
Some of them are saying, is it time to get out of our puts? Is it time to maybe buy back something we sold at harvest? And what do we do with this corn that we are storing and putting in the bin? And, one of the things we've been looking at is maybe selling some July calls above the money is to protect a little bit of our carry costs as far as the corn they're putting in the bin.
When you talk to customers around the Midwest, particularly to the West, what are you hearing about yields in places like Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska?
Iowa and Minnesota greatly varied. It depends on where you're at and what it was, but yet overall I think that the crop was better than they were expecting. These beans come through tremendously well with the lack of moisture in the August time period, and that way, if you looked at the crop ratings from the government put out last night, it shows that they improved in those areas. So, just a little bit better yield. The big question is going to be is how many acres didn't get harvested or how many were abandoned because of the early rains.
Yeah, and the prevent plant, will we see that? I'm sure we will. But the question is how much of a change, if there is any, on the crop production report due out the 8th day of November?
That, of course, is the big, big, big question mark. We all know the yields probably went up, but how many acres are we going to figure them across? It's a two-number multiplier there and end up with the final product. And, if one goes up and one goes down, it doesn't change things a whole lot.
Wayne, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in Newmarket, Indiana, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. You can always hear him again if you'd like at our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org.